This Memorial Day, we remember our fallen members of the military. Many have died in combat, but increasingly, among off-duty members of the National Guard and Army Reserves, soldiers are dying by their own hands. Nationally, the number who committed suicide went from 80 in 2009 to 145 last year. Today, Mata Zepeda brings us the story of Specialist Ivan Lopez, a father, a husband, and a soldier who loved to run.
On the track team of Philadelphia's Thomas Edison High School, Jadira Angulo was fast, but not as fast as her teammate, Ivan Lopez.
Always, I was always right behind him. Never catch up. I don't know, one day I weightlifted and I just started looking at him and this attraction just came over me. Let me see if I had the first ticket for the movies.
Jadira flips through a scrapbook that records the couple's romance, prom, graduation, marriage, and the birth of their first child, Maya. In December 2007, Ivan deployed to Afghanistan. Sergeant Jose Matos says even there, his best friend kept running.
We're running on this asphalt, and it's probably like 102, 103 degrees. So he would finish his run, come get the other soldiers and bring him back in. He'd be like, come on, stay with me. You can do it. You can do it. That's the type of soldier he was.
After Ivan returned home in November 2008, he found a job at Amtrak. He drank more and was quick to lose his temper.
Well, we started arguing from the beginning after New Year's 2010, and that's when it really went out of hand.
Sergeant Matos recalls a heart-to-heart he had with Ivan at annual training last summer.
We sat down and he asked me, do you think we're still the same? I told him, we're different guys now.
Days after their conversation, Ivan was admitted to the hospital for a week. His wife says he was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. He was sent home with medication and an emergency hotline number.
He felt like really depressed and his life wasn't worth anything and he didn't follow up with therapy, but they didn't follow up with me either.
Ivan also didn't regularly take his medication. He said it made him too sleepy to work his night shift. Sergeant Mato says not long after the birth of the couple's second child, Ivan started missing monthly drills.
He thought that he didn't need help from nobody. He didn't want to be diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. He said, I don't want that. What the hell is that? I don't want that.
By winter, the couple separated. On January 27th, Ivan called his wife.
I remember the last thing he told me was, I love you. And to the kids, I love them.
The next day, Jadira discovered her husband had hanged himself in their home. He was 23 years old.
My stepdad had got him down. Tried to get him CPR to see if he would come back.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
This February, the pastor who married Jadira and Ivan also led his funeral service. For Captain John Feltz, Ivan's unit commander, it was the first flag he presented.
It was hard. I don't think anybody wants to ever lose a soldier. So, I feel it was a combat death or a combat-related death, you know.
He says when a guardsman returns home, the warning signs are often missed.
In active duty, people see this person every day, and you can grab that soldier immediately and say, get this help. Or in the Guard and Reserve, we only see the guys 1 week in a month. We have to come up with better ways to create a support system for these guys.
Sergeant Matos, who also suffers from PTSD, says he will never forget his friend.
He will always be my hero. When I'm at my lowest, I will think of him. And that's what's going to dig me out of my situation.
Ivan Lopez was the 14th Pennsylvania Guardsman to have committed suicide since 2003. For NPR News, I'm Mata Zepeda.